We women are forever telling ourselves two lies, that we're bad with money and that we don't have anything to wear. While this book won't exactly help you with the latter, though Madewell jeans are 100% worth saving for, it will help you with your money goals like no book has ever before. No more feeling out of control with your finances. No more skyrocketing debt. No more stress and anxiety and constant worry. And most important, no more traditional budgeting. Traditional budgets fail because they focus exclusively on the numbers. Moreover, they're entirely too restrictive, anxiety-producing, and disempowering. They leave us dependent on people out there who know the secret. Despite all the fancy step-by-step programs that purportedly break the big concepts down into specific bite-sized instructions, traditional budgeting still leaves you overwhelmed, confused, and unsure you're doing it right as you bend over backward to follow rules you don't understand. Worse, you feel resentful of being made to feel like a child who constantly has to slap herself on the wrist when she spends. And when all of that restricting results in failure, you'll berate yourself for your lack of discipline. What's wrong with me? Why can't I ever seem to get it together? But discipline alone is not enough. You need more discipline, and this book. I'm Kimiko Love, founder of the leading personal finance website, The Budget Mom, creator of the Budget by Paycheck method, and an accredited financial counselor who helps millions of women around the world reinvent their money stories. And I take a different approach to money, one that actually relies very little on the numbers. Money is never a conversation about numbers. When we talk about money, we're talking about so much more than that. We're talking about emotional health. We're talking about happiness. We're talking about the quality of your life. Your financial health is your emotional health, and that's something women aren't taught. We feel guilty about money, have trouble saving money, have issues asking for money, spend money when we feel good, spend money when we feel bad, don't know how to manage it, don't know what to do with it, don't know how much we have of it, and certainly don't know how much we need. And that's because so many of the decisions we make with our money are tied to how we feel about ourselves in any given moment of time. We spend money out of panic, fear, insecurity, low self-esteem, anxiety, doubt, shame, and all sorts of complex human emotions that, frankly, are really messing with our quality of life. That's what this book is about. Regardless of your income level or your credit card balance, you deserve to live well. You deserve to save with dignity, and you deserve to spend money toward your own unique dreams. That's what I call My Money, My Way. And it's about what you do need more than what you shouldn't buy. I can't tell you how many women I've seen drastically overcorrect their money habits by depriving themselves of joy. It breaks my heart to see people deny themselves because they are afraid of the financial consequences, because they aren't prepared, or worst of all, because someone told them that particular experience was off limits. When a new mom shames herself for going out to eat with her friends because she wasn't supposed to. When a person automatically assumes they can't afford to go back to school. When you don't ever buy organic because it's for rich people. That's not how we're going to live. Instead, we're going to manage our money, and by extension, our lives, from a place of strength. We're going to start with asking what you need your money to do for you. How do you want your money to serve you? How can the act of budgeting be a way to honor yourself rather than deny yourself?